We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Green Living viewers and Dobro Došli, that is welcome in Croatian, a southern Slavonic language spoken in Croatia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, and other countries. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 32 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 on SIAT/SAT. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Khoft Province, channel 21 on Khan Alte Cable TV. In Irtenet City, channel Z26 on Ulha Tinga Cable TV and channel 50 on Himon Cable TV. In Swater, Seleng Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongo. In Daraan Ul Province, channel 8 on Daraan Broadcasting System. In Ulha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Khotul, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recan Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Wu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Sinho Cable TV, Yongjialo Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 102 on Mingchun Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the city of Sao Paulo, Brazil, supports eco-planning. In cultural news, Palestinian women renew the ancient art of embroidery. In veg news, a mobile van in Hampton, USA, introduces people to delicious vegetarian cuisine. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 6th, is Finland's Independence Day, observing its autonomy achieved in 1917. Situated in Northern Europe, Finland is known for its immense forests and is called Land of a Thousand Lakes. It has a strong support for the arts and is home to more museums per capita than anywhere else on the globe. Some of Finland's most popular include the Museum of Contemporary Art Kiasma and the Ateneum Art Museum. The Kuakan Archipelago in southwestern Finland is part of a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. We wish all the nature-loving citizens of Finland a marvelous Independence Day.
Flying news. Malaysia faces third wave of flooding. In the states of Kelantan and Terengganu, continuous rain since Thursday, December 3rd, has cost the life of a child, with nearly 4,000 people evacuated as waters rise above the danger levels. In Terengganu, 26 major roads were also submerged. The region continues to recover from rains and flooding throughout November.
In response to the flooding on both November 10th and November 23rd, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our Native Association members go see if any persons were neglected or if extra help was needed. Conveying her heavy heart and sorrowful prayers, she said that funds would be available if necessary.
Our appreciation, Malaysian officials, for your efforts to keep people safe. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her detailed care of the storm afflicted.
It saddens us to know of the young life lost, and we pray for the rapid return of stability to the Malaysian people's lives. May troubling conditions as these be eased through our greater consideration for all beings.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you for all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
European Commission pledges assistance for West Africa's cultural sector. As part of a regional program supporting cultural exchange, the European Development Fund is donating 2.3 million euros for at least 11 projects. The overall goal is to expand networks of exchange and cooperation of the region's cultural associations, with emphasis on projects that revitalize traditional knowledge and techniques, as well as create new forms of expression through modern technologies. Our appreciation and heaven bless European Commission for your generosity in supporting West Africa's valued cultural development. May the beautiful arts of all peoples be cherished and ever celebrated.
Cold meat still sold for human consumption. A recent investigative report by the international newspaper USA Today found that at the same time over 825,000 pounds of meat was being recalled because of contamination with the bacteria Salmonella. Meat from the same processing plant was still being purchased by the US government for use in schools throughout the nation. In fact, foodborne illness outbreaks from 1998 to 2007 have sickened at least 23,000 US students.
Meanwhile, a November 30th article in the U.S.-based Food Safety News pointed out that meat recalled for bacterial contamination, even with the potentially fatal E. coli, still finds its way back to grocery stores in cooked form. Moreover, companies are not required to report whether products contain this recalled infected meat, thus hindering the ability of food safety inspectors to confirm that the products are indeed safe. Journalists for USA Today and Food Safety News, we thank you and all others working to uncover the true risks of meat consumption. Let us step swiftly toward a life free of animal products to ensure the health of our precious young as well as ourselves.
Threat of more severe swine flu continues. Animal-to-human transmissions of pathogens are the leading source not only of food poisoning, but also viral diseases such as the swine flu, which are subject to constant mutation, especially with the presence of animal farms. The UK's Chief Medical Officer, Liam Donaldson, said his greatest fear is a swine flu mutation this winter, which is likely to occur among infected pigs in a farm. Swine flu-infected pigs have been detected most recently in Germany and the United Kingdom, adding to those already found in Australia, Canada, China, Finland, Hong Kong, Indonesia, Japan, Iceland, Ireland, Formosa or Taiwan, and the US.
Meanwhile, the newly perished have also been reported around the world, bringing the official global fatalities to 11,717, with some of the national totals being 32 in Formosa or Taiwan, 24 in Egypt, 243 in Turkey, 9 in Slovenia, 606 in India, 200 in China, 66 in Israel, and 113 lives lost in South Korea. Both official fatalities and cases are considered a severe underestimate of the actual frequency of swine flu illnesses.
Our hearts and prayers go out to all victims of swine flu, whose continuation need no longer be tolerated. May the end be now for all diseases arising from meat production, as we fill our plates instead with wholesome, vital, plant-based fare.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Namibian President Pohamba re-elected. Official results released on Friday, December 4, revealed that more than 75% of the voters had selected incumbent President Hifikepunye Pohamba for a second five-year term. After the election outcome was declared, the president stated, "I am a happy man. I am grateful to the Namibian people who once again trusted me. Your Excellency, we respectfully join in congratulations for your re-election. Wishing you the best in continuing to serve the noble goals of the beautiful Namibian people."
Save Our Planet. The House magazine features effective dietary climate solution in special Copenhagen conference edition. Following an interview with Supreme Master Qinghai published in its September 2009 issue, The House magazine, based in the United Kingdom, is featuring a report summarizing planet-saving strategies with a highlight on the effective vegan lifestyle solution as consistently advocated by Supreme Master Qinghai.
This special edition of The House magazine will be distributed to its main readership of British Parliament members starting on Monday, December 7th, the first day of the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen, Denmark. Considered a key resource for policymakers, The House magazine is also read by private citizens, businesses, academia, and local governments, and is available to interested subscribers.
The two-page article, titled The Greatest Climate Chance, Copenhagen, focuses on the climate healing shift to organic vegan farming and diet, and includes calls for meat reduction made recently by esteemed scientists, government, and United Nations leaders. Readers will find reference to such supportive studies as Livestock and Climate Change, published by the World Watch Institute magazine in November 2009, which reveals through updated calculations that livestock emissions account for more than 50% of global warming.
Also included is the Dutch Environmental Assessment Agency's report on the savings garnered from a global transition to less and no meat. Finally, readers can see highlights of the Lancet Medical Journal's special series, Health Benefits of Tackling Climate Change, which advocates a 30% reduction in meat consumption to save lives and curb global warming.
From Supreme Master Qinghai are condensed, highly relevant facts and words of guidance that decision makers and the public alike may find useful, as in the following.
The Rodale Institute calls organic vegan farming a powerful strategy to reduce global warming.
Supreme Master Qinghai, interview in The House magazine, September 2009.
We should also show our children that we care about their future and their health. And the best way to do this is through the example of a compassionate, loving lifestyle through a vegan diet.
Supreme Master Qinghai, Global Unity, Together in Saving Lives, Climate Change Conference, Hong Kong, 2009.
If meat eating were halted, then we still have time to handle the carbon dioxide.
Supreme Master Qinghai, interview in The House magazine, September 2009.
Our appreciation, The House magazine, for highlighting the most relevant climate solutions for respected members of Parliament and other readers during this crucial conference period.
We also convey our gratitude to Supreme Master Qinghai for her tireless efforts to assist humanity in making the most beneficial decisions. May the world leaders at the Copenhagen Summit wisely and courageously incorporate a vegan food policy for the survival of the planet and her inhabitants.
Save Our Planet. Danes go green ahead of Copenhagen Climate Summit. For the past several months, Denmark has been working towards special ecological goals in preparation for the major Copenhagen Summit. Officials, billboards, and advertisements on television and newspapers, as well as brochures, are all sending messages to encourage the nation's 5.4 million residents to make eco-friendly adjustments. These have included conserving water, trading car transport for bicycles, and reducing meat in favor of eating more vegetables to eliminate the highly potent greenhouse gas, methane. Bravo, government and people of Denmark. We laud your eco-loving initiatives. Blessed be such shining examples as yours in helping inspire our actions toward a world for future generations to enjoy.
Save Our Planet. European Parliament members discuss reducing meat and climate change. The European Parliament organized a hearing on Thursday, December 3rd, titled Climate Change and Food Policy, Less Meat Equals Less Heat, opening the floor for a discussion about ways that reducing meat consumption would mitigate global warming. Invited as guest panelists were former Beatles artist Sir Paul McCartney, known for his Meat Free Mondays campaign, and Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, esteemed chair of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, who is also a vegetarian.
I think we have to use every means to mitigate the emissions of greenhouse gases. And I'd submit to you once again that cutting down on meat consumption would be an extremely effective way of doing so.
Dr. Alan Dunjore, co-author of a recent report published in the esteemed medical journal The Lancet that recommended reductions in meat consumption to save lives, also joined Sir Paul and Dr. Pachauri in the lively discussion.
A greater awareness of the climate costs of all of our actions, including our choice about what we eat, is urgently needed. Surely, cooling our love affair with animal-source foods is a very small price to pay.
During this session, Sir Paul and Dr. Pachauri fielded questions from international journalists, including one from our Supreme Master Television correspondent.
From Supreme Master Television, for Sir Paul McCartney. How do you think we can encourage people to change their eating habits, like education-wise, and also in the compassion issue?
I think what needs to be done is to point out the dangers of not changing our eating habits. There are lots of facts available. I think we just have to encourage people, to guide them, to help them make the transition. But I think it's doable. It's very possible.
We send our gratitude to European Parliament members, Sir Paul McCartney, Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, and other participants for your efforts to address this most urgent matter of our time. May all people quickly make the shift to the vegan diet for the safe continuation of life on Earth.
As one who has been dedicated to safeguarding humanity's course on the planet, Supreme Master Qinghai again called for adoption of the life-giving plant-based lifestyle during an April 2009 video conference in South Korea.
We really need to stop global warming now, like yesterday. Because I'm sorry to say that while all these green changes are good, there is still one action that must be on the top of the list. The most important one, which once again is the vegan diet. The greenness of all the green policy. The greenness of all the green action. The most compassionate, the most heroic, the life-saving action, the vegan diet. It will eliminate methane, one of the most heat-trapping greenhouse gases. And this will cool the planet the fastest and give us more time to exercise our green policy or finding better technology. This is the most valuable step, the vegan step, that the government could make, could encourage, could pass into law, could inform the people at large. This is the realistic way, the only way that I know, the only way that I see that we can save the planet right now.
Save Our Planet, a group of 11 news agencies, including Agence France-Presse, or AFP, invites readers to a Facebook page titled The Climate Pool to interact with leading journalists for behind-the-scenes coverage of the Climate Summit in Copenhagen.
Save Our Planet. Residents of the small village of Shishmaref in Alaska, USA, fear the loss of their entire community and culture to global warming caused permafrost melt and coastal erosion, which has been toppling houses one by one.
Save Our Planet. Responding to claims that climate change is a fabricated phenomenon, U.S. climatology expert Dr. James Hansen and British physicist Dr. Mike Lockwood state that evidence of human-caused global warming is formidably clear, with scientists worldwide expressing similar concern for our future if we don't act quickly.
Save Our Planet. New Zealand's National Institute of Water and Atmospheric Research reports that analysis of long-term measurements from 7 weather stations and ships shows that average temperatures in New Zealand have risen 1 full degree Celsius between 1931 and 2008.
Hello, I'm Bayama, the water buffalo with a tip of the day. Oh, and I'm a vegan, strong and healthy. When small children become upset, one way to help them is to whisper something nice or funny in their ears. Most of the children will become quieter and calmer. They may even laugh. Then you can talk with them about their discomfort. Thanks so much for being veg, going green and saving the planet. and thank you for watching. Now the weather around the world.
In Eco News, a Brazilian city encourages green planning. Sustainable Construction, the title of a meeting held in Sao Paulo, promoted the involvement of the construction industry and urban development in devising climate change proposals. The goal was to work for a 20% reduction in the city's greenhouse gas emissions compared to 2005. Organized by Sao Paulo Councilman Mr. Gilberto Natalini and the Brazilian Council for Sustainable Construction, the gathering brought together civil authorities, experts, and companies and organizations affected by the subject. Our accolades and appreciation, Councilman Gilberto Natalini and the Brazilian Council for Sustainable Construction, for leading the way toward a greener Sao Paulo. May all communities adopt practices that safeguard our environment for this generation and many to come.
In cultural news, Palestinian women bring new life to an ancient artistic tradition. France 24, an international television channel in French, English and Arabic, featured an article in its accompanying website about the Palestinian art of embroidery. In recent years, an increasing number of women are working to create beautiful embroideries, which also allows them to financially support their families. The older generation is teaching young women how to design abstract and floral patterns out of colorful thread, beads, and coins. One of the artisans, Ms. Naama Assi of Ramallah, West Bank, Palestine, said, "By doing this work, which is part of our Palestinian heritage, I feel that women can renew our heritage." Congratulations, Palestinian women, on your exquisite art. May you and your loved ones greet a bright future of everlasting peace and sustainability. Up next on Noteworthy News, Veggie Vibrations is a mobile restaurant full of delicious vegetarian delights. We'll be under a tree shade for a while to enjoy the surrounding greenery. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more exemplary news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News. Foresighted news for an intelligent world. In Veg News, delicious plant-based food introduced to the public by a mobile restaurant. Mr. Menashe Ben Yisrael of Hampton, Virginia, USA, has opened Veggie Vibrations. Parking at a busy intersection, he lovingly prepares delectable dishes such as veggie spaghetti and curried okra for eager customers. Inspired by his mother to transition to the vegetarian diet, Mr. Ben Yisrael quickly noticed benefits such as weight loss and increasing alertness. Now Mr. Yisrael would like others to discover how healthful and delicious food can be without animal products. Mr. Yisrael said, "I'm loving every minute. A satisfied customer is the ultimate." God bless you and your wonderful, compassionate cooking, Mr. Menashe Ben Yisrael. May all people discover earth-saving and health-sustaining vegan fare.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis,
reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Urdu entitled New Pilot.
मेरा ख्याल है कि मेरे पिछले सफर का पायलट नया नया काम पर आया था। मैं इसलिए कह रहा हूँ क्योंकि मैंने उसका ऐलान सुना। वो कह रहा था कि हम उड़ने लगे हैं कुछ। वाह, ये तो उड़ गया।
And now for our viewers' heartline about Supreme Master Qinghai's lecture entitled Meditation Really Helps on Between Master and Disciples.
It's like having a guiding angel, the one that lets us envision a new world, the world we all hope and dream of having. Peace, love and bountiful health. With love and blessings, Darinka from Australia.
Blessed Darinka, it is very true. The Kuan Yin method of meditation, as imparted by Supreme Master Qinghai, can restore our inner equilibrium and give us a glimpse of the celestial realms. In addition, let's share with others the necessity of adopting a vegan diet to save lives on our planetary residence. Then we will surely have peace inside and out. With God's abundant grace to you and the warm-hearted people of Australia.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Bog vas blagoslovio, which means God bless in Croatian.
May your life be touched by the grace of higher love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
With the existing arms reduction treaty having expired on December 4th, U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev jointly pledged to continue working towards a new accord.
To ensure quick video loading and playing for all users, the world's most popular internet video sharing company, YouTube, launches Feather, a data streamlining feature.
The European Commission donates 1.5 million euros to provide shelter, food, and healthcare supplies to people displaced by conflicts in northern Yemen.
Saudi permanent representative to the Organization for Chemical Weapons Ban, Abdullah bin Abdulaziz al-Shagharud, reaffirms his country's commitment to removing such agents of mass destruction from the world.
U.S. former marketing executive Mark Horvath, who spent time living on the streets himself, founds InvisiblePeople.tv to raise awareness and humanize the homeless community.
An international team of astronomers reports the sighting of an extremely rare pair instability supernova, a massive star explosion whose intensity leaves behind no trace of itself.
The Formosan or Taiwanese government provides training to Guatemalans for cultivating high-altitude vegetables and bamboo forestation to help improve their livelihoods.
To restore comfort to people displaced by conflicts near the border of Yemen, Saudi King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz orders the rapid construction of 10,000 homes and mosques, medical centers and schools.
U.S. researchers find that stem cells donated from human bone marrow appear to assist heart attack patients in recovering quickly and safely by generating new blood vessels which bring more oxygen to the heart.
As part of efforts to enhance bilateral relations and diplomacy in Central Asia, France announces plans to open an embassy in Kyrgyzstan.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.